Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Acts chapter 12. Have you ever felt unstoppable? Maybe it was a winning streak at a board game, or you dominated at an athletic event, or you nailed every question in a quiz. When that happens, you can feel an energizing momentum building. But what happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? We'll find out in Acts chapter 12. As we closed Acts chapter 11, the gospel was gaining momentum and it was spreading. The spark was becoming a fire and spreading outward to the world. But in Acts chapter 12, we learn about those trying to put the fire out and stop an unstoppable force, namely God himself. Let's jump in at verse 1. It was about this time that King Herod arrested some men who belonged to the church, intending to persecute them. He had James, the brother of John, put to death with the sword. Whoa, the first apostle is martyred. One of the apostles is literally stopped dead. But Herod is just getting started. Verse 3. When Herod saw that this met with approval among the Jews, he proceeded to seize Peter also. This happened during the festival of unleavened bread. After arresting him, he put him in prison, handing him over to be guarded by four squads of four soldiers each. Herod intended to bring him out for public trial after the Passover. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying for him. The saying goes, if you want to stop the body, you take out the head. But here, taking Peter out doesn't stop the church from praying. But the church was earnestly praying to God for him. You can try to silence the church by locking it up, but if you can't stop it praying, you haven't got a chance to stop anything we're about to see in Acts chapter 12. Let's catch up with the story again in verse 6. The night before Herod was to bring him to trial, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. Quick, get up, he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, put on your clothes and sandals. And Peter did so. Wrap your cloak around you and follow me, the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea what the angel was doing or what was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. Then Peter came to himself and said, now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen. I love how Peter thinks this is all a vision from God, like he's caught up in a vivid dream, as if he's in a movie and only realizes what's actually happening after the angel vanishes. There's just no stopping an unstoppable force when it's the person of the Holy Spirit. But Peter's not the only one who doesn't think it's really happening. A servant girl named Rhoda opens the door to Peter when he knocks on it, back where the apostles are hanging out and hiding out, and she gets such a shock, she forgets to let him in. She runs to tell the disciples, Peter's at the door. Verse 15, you're out of your mind, they told her. When she kept insisting that it was so, they said, it must be his angel. Okay, what in the heck did they mean by that? Well, the honest answer is nobody knows. But here's a few possibilities. It's possible they think Peter's dead. And like a cartoon, his spirit has come out of his body and is making an appearance at the door. But it's more likely that they think she's mistaken, that she left the messenger he sent at the gate. It's very unlikely that they'd be more likely to believe in the appearance of angels rather than Peter himself being set free, especially when Peter himself had a hard time believing the angel was real. Well, Peter keeps knocking, and they let him in while the soldiers back at the prison start asking who let him out. Remember our earlier question? What happens when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object? Well, we're about to find out that when that unstoppable force is God, there's no such thing as an immovable object. Herod is about to be moved out of the way himself. In Caesarea, he invites rulers and authorities from the surrounding area, basically to praise him and to make peace. And he gives a speech that will cost him his life. Verse 21. On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a god, not of a man." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God, an angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died. I doubt this speech was very impressive or truly inspired anyone. Herod was a wicked snake of a man, and everyone knew it. But this was politics, and the empty praise of the people, "This is the voice of God," although not sincere, is still enjoyed by Herod, who was struck down by God, and within a few days of this event, historians tell us, Herod literally pooped his guts out. That's right. He suffered a prolapsed rectum, causing his intestines to fold out so that it looked like a bunch of worms came out of his rear end. Translations are a tricky thing, but that's what the phrase "eaten by worms" here means. But Herod's intestines weren't the only things to spread out. The key to the chapter is found in verse 24. But the word of God continued to spread and flourish. And to cap it off, in the next verse, we're told how things are really about to get going in the book of Acts. Verse 25. When Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission, they returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark. Barnabas and Saul, back from Jerusalem, having delivered the money to the poor saints there, are ready to go. And once Paul gets going, there won't be any stopping the gospel until his head is separated from his shoulders. Ladies and gentlemen, enter the unstoppable force of the Apostle Paul. But we'll have to wait till the next chapter to join him on his first missionary journey. And until then, I'll see you next time on our journey through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.